Rene Boget, who is seeking political asylum from extradition to the United States on a litany of felony drug charges, all revolving around a medical marijuana grow operation. Rene, you got arrested with Peter McWilliams and Todd McCormick, California. And could you just give me an idea where you were and what you were doing and how it all came down?
Sure. At that time, I was working as a freelance artist for Todd McCormick, and upon leaving his home on July 29th, I was pulled over to the side of the road, thrown against a police car, handcuffed, told I was being arrested for cultivation of marijuana, taken to a fire station where there was 60 or more armed DEA agents ready to raid Todd's home, told me they would go in shooting if I didn't cooperate, and told them the layout of Todd's home. So I did that, and shortly afterwards I was taken to federal prison for women in downtown Los Angeles. There, I was held for 72 hours. I wasn't given any food, I wasn't given any phone calls, and I was strip searched 15 times.
Strip searched 15 times?
Yeah.
By the same guards or by different guards?
Different guards.
And this is where? What part of California?
Downtown Los Angeles.
In LA. Can I ask you why were you guys growing the pot? What's Todd and Peter's medical conditions?
Sure. Todd has bone marrow cancer, and Peter McLean has AIDS. And Peter is Todd's publisher also. Todd was writing a book on his research findings. He was conducting research on lots of different strains of marijuana, trying to figure out which strain was best for which illness. It was all legal under Proposition 215. That entitles
California Medical Marijuana Initiative.
Right. It entitles patients and their primary caregivers the right to cultivate and use marijuana for medical purposes in July of 97.
So you've been on a real roller coaster since then.
Yeah. And I should also mention two of my strip searches were in the presence of male prison guards who watched me being strip searched and then made like really rude and threatening remarks and gestures towards me during the search and then during my entire time at the federal prison.
So you feel that you were singled out and treated very badly because of the nature of your offense? Or?
No, I don't feel that that was happening. That actually I found out after I got out that that's quite common because Amnesty International and the UN are campaigning on the violence against women in U.S. prisons mm-hmm. right now. And
so that's a status quo for women?
Yeah, they're often raped and tortured by male prison guards and mm-hmm. sold to male prisoners for sex and shackled to beds while giving giving birth,
that's correct. Right, I've heard about
really
that.
Really terrible things happen. So.
Uh-huh. And what happened when you asked for political asylum?
The United States immediately put an extradition order towards me, so I have two cases, an extradition matter and a refugee claim. No, and basically they want me back because they think that I'm outspoken and they don't like what I'm doing out here. Yeah, because I'm bringing a lot of attention to the injustices of the war on drugs and to Peter and Todd's case, and I think they'd rather just sweep it under the rug and put these people away. And
what's going on right now with Peter and Todd? What's their status?
Well, they weren't allowed to bring up medical necessity during their trial at all. They weren't even allowed to bring up the fact that they had illnesses. No mention of anything medical at all.
So Proposition 215 was ruled irrelevant to the trial.
Right. Yeah. So they would have gone in and they would have surely lost their trial. And then they would have had to sit in jail waiting their appeal if they ever got an appeal. So they chose to take a deal from the U.S. prosecutors, and that got them cut their time in half.
Plea bargain.
Right, basically. Pardon me. So now Todd is sitting in custody, awaiting February 28th is their sentencing hearing.
Todd, who's had cancer since he was 9, I understand, right? And he's, 28, 29 now, something like that? And at one point, am I correct? At one point, Todd failed the P-test because he was taking doctor-prescribed Marinol.
Right.
And the judge actually ordered him not to take Marinol anymore, which is a legal pharmaceutical marijuana derivative, or I should say synthetic marijuana, right?
THC, right.
So he's in there with basically without medication.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And how about Peter? What's he doing now?
Peter's not in custody at the moment, and he's awaiting the sentencing hearing also, hoping to get house arrest or something along those lines, because his illness is so severe right now. He's in a wheelchair, and he's been described as being on his deathbed, and this whole trial has taken a lot out of him.
Yeah. Well, gosh, Todd's already in jail for a bogus charge, second time now, I understand, and Peter McWilliams has full-blown AIDS. What do you think that prison would do to Peter? You think he'd survive?
No, I think it would kill him. And he's already said that himself, because he'd be placed on the hospital floor because of his conditions. And there, I mean, the conditions aren't compared to third world countries. And
germs and viruses and bacteria.
So he would likely die shortly afterwards.